This is Oran Keating with Ocean FM speaking to Sligo Rovers manager John Russell after his side's narrow defeat to Waterford in their opening game of the Premier Division. John, obviously not the result you wanted here tonight, but I'm sure you can take plenty of positives from that game.
Yeah, I think second half we were very, very good. Disappointed coming at half time 2-0 down. The two goals we gave away were criminal, really, and gave life to Waterford. But the reaction was superb. You know, we spoke at half time what we needed to do, and we came out and scored within 5 minutes, and then we get the penalty, and that was a big momentum swing in the game to miss that, and then Waterford to go down the other end and score off another mistake. To go 3-1 down was very frustrating, because we were in the ascendancy and you could feel the energy in the ground and everyone was getting behind the team. And the pleasing thing for me as a manager with all these new players coming in is that they kept going right to the death, and we threw everything at Waterford, and we got a great second goal from Jada Kiki, and you know, we hit the crossbar, the post, it was blocks, could another shout for another penalty, and it just wouldn't go in to get that draw.
The first half obviously wasn't the greatest performance we've seen here in the second half, but I think you were saying that second half really you started to gel together, the team started to look much more together and much better even in their build-up play and their whole approach to the game.
Yeah, no, that was the really pleasing thing, that we showed what we're capable of in the second half. But unfortunately, you know, you can't give away the goals that we gave away and expect to win matches. I felt we probably deserved a draw tonight on the balance of the 90 minutes. But yeah, when you concede three goals, you've got to score three to get that point. And unfortunately, we weren't able to do it tonight.
Owen Eldin's first professional goal for the club tonight. He really did look electric. He was everywhere across the pitch tonight. And I know you've a lot of praise to give for Owen, but it's a big moment for him, his first professional goal.
Yeah, no, really pleased with his performance tonight. He showed all the qualities that he has, and he's carried his form from pre-season into the first game of the season. Looked such a goal threat tonight. He could have had a hat-trick. And if he keeps putting himself in those positions throughout the season, I'm sure he's going to get a lot more goals.
Your new signings coming on tonight, making a big impact. I want to speak about Jake Doyle-Hayes. He only signed earlier this week, and he looked really good when he came on. Really started to command that midfield a lot and put a lot of balls into the box, created chances. He looks to be a gem that you've uncovered.
Yeah, look, Jake's a huge pedigree, and we're really excited to get him to the club. I think he's going to play a big part this season and make a big impact. And you could see just on the 10 minutes he got tonight, or maybe 15 with the added on, you know, his quality on the ball. He's not fully fit or match fit at the moment. So hopefully over the next couple of weeks we'll get him fitter and sharper, and he'll add a lot of quality.
Finally, John, you're heading to Drogheda next weekend, and that's obviously a big game now coming off the back of missing out on the three tonight. You really need to go and get those 3 points.
Yeah, every game we go into, we're trying to get that win and get 3 points on the board. We didn't get it tonight, but look, I said to the lads when we finished there after the game, another opportunity, we come back in, recover, we get a good week's training, and we move into Drogheda, and it's always a tough venue up there, but I'm confident with the players that we have that we can go up there and perform.